אנחנו לומדים בספר כתבי בעל
We're learning from writings of the last generation. You can ask questions on kab.co.il. Selected questions related to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. Baal HaSulam, the writings of the last generation, part 1.
Okay, so we started with the introduction, we finished the introduction, and now we're continuing to the writings of the last generation themselves. Of course, we need to take into account that these things are just writings that Baal HaSulam wrote and considered that maybe at some point he would arrange them in a way that we could use, but the Creator arranged it such that this is what comes to us. We'll try to understand from this and take out of it the right things with delicacy and sensitivity, and that's how we will advance. So let's start.
Writings of the Last Generation, Part 1. The basis of my entire commentary is the will to receive that's imprinted in every created being, and which is disparity of form to the Creator. That the soul has separated from him as an organ is separated from the body. Since disparity of form in spirituality is like a separating axe in corporeality, it is therefore clear that what the Creator wants from us is equivalence of form, at which time we cleave to him once more, as before we were created. And our sages said, cleave unto his attributes, as he is merciful. It means that we are to change our attribute, which is the will to receive, and adopt the attribute of the Creator, which is only to bestow, so that all our actions will be only to bestow upon our fellow person and benefit them as best as we can. By that we come to the goal of cleaving onto him, which is equivalence of form. What one is compelled to do for oneself, namely the necessary minimum for oneself and one's family sustenance, is not considered disparity of form, as necessity is neither condemned nor praised. This is the great revelation that will only be revealed entirely in the days of the Messiah. When this teaching is received, we will be rewarded with a complete redemption.
Meaning through influencing others, bestowing others to others, we can get to the bestowal of the Creator. That's the process we need to go through. And to receive what we need for our sustenance, there's no condemned or praised in it, and it'll be that way, it'll be clear to us what bestowal is compared to what is just existence in this world.
I've already said that there are two ways to discover the completeness, the path of Torah, or the path of suffering. Hence, the Creator has given humanity technology until they have invented the atom and the hydrogen bombs, and if the total ruin that they are destined to bring upon the world is still not evident to the world, they can wait for a third world war or a fourth one, God forbid, and the bombs will do their thing, and the relics that remain after the ruin will have no other choice but to take upon themselves this work, where both individuals and nations will not work for themselves more than is necessary for their sustenance, while everything else they do will be for the good of others. If all the nations of the world agree to it, there will no longer be wars in the world, for no person will be concerned with his own good whatsoever, but only with the good of others. This law of equivalence of form is the law of the Messiah. It is said about that, but in the end of days it shall come to pass, and many nations shall go and say, come and let us go up, for out of Zion shall go forth the law, and he shall judge between nations. That is, the Messiah will teach them the work of God in equivalence of form, which is the teaching and the law of the Messiah, and shall prove to mighty nations, meaning he will prove to them that if they do not take upon themselves the work of God, all nations will be destroyed by war. However, if they do accept his law, it is said about it, and they shall beat their swords into shovels. If you take the path of Torah and receive the spice very well, and if you do not, you will tread the path of suffering, meaning that wars will break out with atom and hydrogen bombs, and the entire world will seek counsel to escape the war. Then they shall come to the Messiah, to Jerusalem, and he will teach them this law.
Does this remind you of the days we're in? Either before the path of Torah or the path of suffering. Previously, we didn't have anything like this throughout all of human history. Right now, there's a way to implement through the wisdom of Kabbalah and then reach the purpose of creation in the path of Achishena in haste, or to do it without the implementation of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the way of Be'ito in its due time. And that's truly where the world is in this point. And constantly is being decided to here or to there. I also, even now, I look at the newspapers, either for Trump or against Trump. Maybe they'll throw him or maybe they won't throw him, let's say. In all kinds of such things, also in Europe. Brexit, yes, Brexit, no. And all kinds of such things. The world is truly in that decision moment, and we truly need to overcome and give the positive part in this decisiveness, and this is what's happening. In the near period of time, it will be revealed. What, Bensi? No? Okay. It's clear, yes? What?
Baal Sulam writes that the Creator gave it. Clearly, he gave the atomic and hydrogen bomb to humanity.
Yes, so the decision will be more clear. So now it's not like they don't know where they're entering, so it'll be clear to them how much this egoistic desire in a person is willing to ruin everything. Back then it wasn't like that. Back then it was like with spears and swords and maybe with machine guns killing each other. That is not so horrible. Even the wars that we had in Israel, what? But if there's such a grave danger, let's say that Iran says we have a nuclear bomb, and we are now we going to be able to operate it. So you already feel differently. You feel even worse when there's an example back there in the Pacific Ocean. They demonstrate an example, and then that is in order to advance people to make that decision towards the side of the good. The evil, for the time being, is being revealed as being chosen by the good. Therefore, all the bad that is being revealed, and it's still not in its place. So we need to make a calculation upon this. And if we disparage such a thing or disregard it, it's not for our benefit.
It feels that the Creator gave this.
Yes, yes, in order to advance us to the right decision.
And there was this time of the Cold War, and when the Cold War ended and there was warmth and there was connection between Europe and America, and now it seems like everything's back again. Big yes. Time. But
okay.
There is no, it's not clear what the other thing is talking about, that it's the light that reforms and it's the Torah and so on.
That's on you, sir. The world doesn't know. The world doesn't know. Now there is something that's beginning to be disclosed in Europe and in America, and even in Arab countries. Those parts that are already inclining towards a better way, towards the good direction. Connection, some kind of attitude towards each other, in all kinds of forms. That is happening, meaning you will see that later it's truly from our influence. Okay, questions just to the point, please, what we read.
He writes, in this law of equivalence of form is the law of the Messiah.
Yes, because what do we need to do if not to come to equivalence of form with the Creator? That's why it's called the Messiah.
Continues, and he says that the Messiah will teach them the work of the God in equivalence of form, which is the work of the Messiah.
Yes, this light that influences us, draws us from in order to receive to in order to bestow, that's called the Mashiach, the Messiah, and this comes to a person as he implements all that depends on him in order to receive the Messiah, this light. It's the reforming light. We don't have anything other than that. You have the Creator and the creature. In short, all the desires, actions from the side of the Creator and the creature have different names. Angels, demons, spirits, and so on and so forth. Names, no more than that.
He concludes and says, and they will come with the Messiah to Jerusalem, and he will teach them this law.
Yes, they will come to Yir'ah Shlema, to complete fear, Yerushalayim, and by that they will come to the form of Dvikut, adhesion.
Who will teach the world this Torah?
Mashiach, the reforming light. When it comes and opens the kilim of a person, he learns what he has to do.
And this will clothe in some sort of... In what clothing will this be? How will this light come?
In your mind. Yes, imagine that your mind, your intellect will grow a little bit, and you'll start to understand how all of reality works, the system that manages you and everyone. You'll start to see everyone belonging to you, that other than you and the Creator, there is nothing, and all the rest are just inclusive inside this. And it's truly so, because each sees his reality from that point of view. He attains it and corrects it.
Can you describe the process, like in general, what he's writing here?
I cannot describe this process because I don't know in the path of Achishena in haste, or God forbid, if we advance in due time, or in the middle, somewhere there. I don't know, so how can I tell you? In the way of in haste, Achishena is a way that you're connecting more and more and more, and the reforming light, the surrounding light, operates more on our group, on the world Bnei Baruch, and through this, the light spreads. This force of good, of chasadim, spreads all over the world, and by that, the whole world begins to awaken and uplift towards bestowal, towards connection. Yes?
How does it rise and elevate towards connection, towards bestowal?
By the reforming light.
We connect and then this awakens?
Yes. All of a sudden, some Trump awakens and some Merkel or someone else. So some Putin will say nice words. Who's there? Assad? Who's there? And all the rest? What's he called there? In Iran. Ahmadinejad, we used to have, now it's Rouhani, yes. Yes, we'll talk about true Rouhani things, spiritual things. It'll be such a thing. You'll be impressed. Why? Because the heart of ministers and kings are in the hands of the Creator. You'll see all of a sudden, no, why did we do that? We have to change the direction. Let's say Merkel or someone, they'll just change their direction.
We say that there isn't direct relation. He also says it in the article of the piece, that the relation between the actions and the results aren't one-to-one. You're saying here, if we connect, then Rouhani will say, yes, let's love Israel.
Yes, that's how you'll see it. It all depends on you, because it's in the hands of the Creator. You're drawing the light, you're preparing the kelim to receive Him. That's it. Through them, it spreads in the world, and it's carried out. They carry out what you bring them. And undoubtedly, I'm telling you, you'll feel it with your feelings, with your senses. Soon you will see. It's simply happening this way. It's truly amazing how that happens. From that, you'll understand why they hate you and make you reliable for so many bad things that are happening. Okay? Moscow, please.
The topic of the Messiah really shook up the world. Kli, question from Asana. What is Messiah? Is it us? Is it our group?
Mashiach, Messiah, is the upper light which corrects our ego, draws it from in order to receive to in order to bestow. That's called Mashiach, Messiah. That's it. Why is it called Mashiach ben David, the Messiah, son of David? Because David is Malchut. Hence, to draw the Malchut from in order to receive to in order to bestow is the role of the Messiah. Who does this? The surrounding light, the reforming light. It has many actions, but its general action is that. Why is it called Messiah? Because we have come to a state in which now we are deciding. All of humanity are in some decision. Don't you see? It's still confusion and this whole industrial revolution, robotics, and what's happening inside people and in the family, etc. It's all one decisive moment where we need to move to completely new lines. It's like that. It's incomprehensible how simple people can do this until the time which they develop through slowly shows them that there's no longer family and children and the regular life that we were used to from all the days of the world, since the caves or when we came down from the trees as monkeys. We were always living within some family, society, nothing. Everything is ruined. Everything is done. Everything is over. Everything is done. Our ego has swallowed it all. Nothing remains for a person other than to just sustain ourselves in life. Why? Because it's too bad to die. I'm afraid to die. Maybe it's not worthwhile to die. Even the pleasures that we seek, you can't even find them. The whole world is being revealed to you. Go anywhere you want. Do whatever you want. Even that, it's as if... look how people are going crazy with the TV to attract you to something. It's not going. A thousand channels. There's not a channel I can find. That's what's happening. So what's happening today, where humanity is making this decision upon all these thousands of years of its advancement, because it's building, it used to build those pyramids and the different holy places, and no matter what they were doing, whatnot. Today, let's say, it's like the last enthusiasm from all those things, even from spiritual things, seemingly spiritual things that humanity has invented, from religions, faiths, all kinds of things, from all those things. That's it. It's like a person that's about to die, so it's like that last time before he dies, all of a sudden he feels kind of like that upliftment, that good. All of a sudden there's that force. It's like a candle before it goes out. It kind of gives that little bit of big fire, a big light. And that's what happens. We are truly in that last decision of humanity, and it's truly either to those horrible bombs or through the work on our nature. And that depends on you, on all of us. Yes, Moscow.
Question from Alexei from Novosibirsk. Do we need to act and work with practical systems, education for the entire world, or is it enough to connect in the group to draw the light that reforms?
Bala Sulam writes both about this and about that. On one hand, he says that without the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah amongst all the people all over the world, then it's impossible that we will reach corrections, and that has to even precede everything. Just like in Egypt, where Pharaoh knew in advance what the role of the people of Israel is, and therefore he let them out. On the other hand, the most important thing is, of course, our work. Without dissemination, because dissemination, through us it comes to them. But our connection with the upper force also. So it may not be that it's exactly the upper force that we're going to spread between the million people. Or maybe it'll be through the media, the newspaper, the internet, and so on. We will try as much as possible, but there's no more important than first building our groups. There's nothing more important. That's the most important thing. A place where the Creator can bestow His light, His presence, so that through us we will then be able to give it to the world. That's why we have to prepare kelim of bestowal and towards each other and towards the world. We need to actually have basically kelim of reception, but those that are restricted with chasadim. Okay? Yes. Give it to Avigdor.
He writes here that the individual and the nation will not work for themselves more than they need for their necessary existence, and the rest of their actions will be for the benefit of the others. And if the nations of the world will agree, then there will be no more wars in the world, because no one will care for his own, but for the benefit of the others.
Yes, as an economist, what can you say about that? So what to live for? Yes?
I wanted to ask, it seems like for someone who doesn't know, you know, the background, that there's like a corporeal solution here, and Baal Salam is giving the end of the problems.
You're saying that correctly. Of course, a materialistic solution. And if they ask you, answer that way. But in order to implement that materialistic solution, for that we need to be spiritual. The Russians wanted to do it only with the materialistic solution, so they needed to have torture and oppression and all kinds of such means, and it didn't work out for them, because you must have a new person, a new man. And because we're working with people, we're human beings, where each of us is an egoist, we have to invert us into true altruists. And then we will be able to truly carry out what Baal Salam is saying here. And that's why there has to first be the correction of man before anything. What is he right? And if the whole world, of course, if is what we need to help the world do, to go through that correction. Guys, what do you have from who?
Oded from New York is asking, it's not really clear how the atomic bombs will lead a person to identify that connection is a solution. It's a big gap.
Correct. In our world, it's, if it's unknown and unsure, especially we've seen after a war, usually there's peace. It's not so immediate and it just goes together. On the other hand, it depends on what war. We are always in wars. That's what we need to see in a different way in this world other than what our eyes see. We're always in wars. It's not that we're in wars, well, now it's in Syria, and later it'll be in Pakistan, and then it'll be there somewhere else, in South Europe or somewhere or something else. But wars, the meaning is that people, countries, states, companies are in a war between them. It's the war of... It's a trade war. It's in all kinds of things. We are constantly in these wars. You could say competition. Doesn't matter. That's wars. It's not in connection. It's not in mutual help. So it's war. And that's how it is all the time. Each with the others, in the families, between the families, between those who are closer or further distance, between parties. It's constantly wars. So what's the difference between this war and a hot war, a real military war? The difference is that in those wars we can be for thousands of years. And what we call a hot war, military war, it happens and it brings to an end. You have to decide right after that. That's why in a nuclear war that we haven't had such a thing, and if it comes, God forbid, it will obligate humanity to truly decide in a very serious manner what we do next. Why? Because whoever will remain will be a small quantity of people that will see what has been done, and that all of this is according to the ego of man, and what is revealed through them in these sufferings can come only through that. And such a war can cause much suffering, and therefore it will cause much worse than what we have now, or that we see the reforming light, which brings us the recognition of evil in our ego, or we will need to come to the recognition of evil in another way. But we have to reach the recognition of evil in order to decide that we are going according to connection to the reforming light and to adhesion in the Creator. One of the two, but both this and that bring us to the point called the recognition of evil. What is the evil that is so bad for us? What is the reason that is our ego? The desire in order to receive. And then, if we bring it through the reforming light, through our work, we give an example, then of course humanity will save itself from many years of sufferings. Yes. But really, as you can imagine, that after such a war, how many people remain, and in what way, and what's happening? If we start to use this, then you could just not stop. Okay, that's okay, yes? Let's hope that we will be able to stop it. Yes.
It turns out from what you said, from what Balasalam writes, it's a completely new definition of what the ego is. And he's talking about the intention here. And any person will agree that what creates wars is this ego, this will to receive, not a will to receive for oneself. Not that the intention is what brings the world.
For himself is already intention.
Right, but no one will, you know, that one, he wants this and he wants this. The problem is the desire, not the intention.
No, the desire is not a problem. The intention is the problem.
Right, so what Baal Salam writes, I agree. But how can you bring a person to understand that there is a different layer here entirely?
No, I'm very realistic. I don't think that... I just know one thing. As much as we advance and as much as we understand this, they will understand it and it'll be ready for them from us. And all of a sudden they'll say, of course it's like that. And before, and I didn't think. And now you're thinking, I think. And from where are you thinking about this? Well, I don't know. I just think that's how it comes and it falls from above on my head. And that's how a person starts to behave. Just like with a little child. They advance like little children are growing in such a way. all of a sudden you discover in a child, oh, look what he's doing. Oh, he's doing like this. Oh, he's doing like that. Things that he didn't know to do yesterday, all of a sudden he's doing today. From where? From the air. And that's how all the people that don't belong to Bnei Baruch need to be the connector, the pipe, from the Creator to all of humanity, and therefore we need to effort and to do all the things through all the actions to reach it, and difficulty to come to equivalence of form between us and the Creator. But all the rest of the people, no. Our dissemination needs to be just like that, in a very light way, kind of just to clear the pipes a little bit between us and them. Yes.
What does that mean? What do we need to...
I don't think that we'll need more than the internet and just the internet. Where in the internet you have the media, just like in the newspapers, just like we're doing today, and some more, just internet media. Not even to go out to people so much. I don't think that... Well, let's see until the convention, a little after the convention, but I don't know that it justifies itself. Every single external action that we do. To teach them already in order to draw a few more people to us, that's something else. But just external actions, so that they will know about it, and that, it's only through the internet.
Let's say on the internet. What does that message need to be? To what extent? To what level?
The level, like Bala Sulam writes, truly that is suitable to humanity. Let's get to a good life. Children, family, whatever you want. You want to enjoy? Enjoy. You want drugs? You'll have a spiritual drug that is better than that physical drug that you're using. You need to talk to the benefit of a person.
So what depends on them is just to connect?
That depends on them just to read what we write. Just to connect, you can't, because that's an obstacle for them. If they'll be connect to us, that's already good. And what we write, it's okay? Do we need to think about the intention, or is it not important? How can you turn to people and obligate them with the intention? Where are you realistic? Who are they turning to? That's why they don't want to hear anything. Just give them some knowledge, some potential knowledge, theoretic. It doesn't obligate them anything. That there is the wisdom of Kabbalah. It talks about the good future of the world, that there's a group that is engaged in this, that's caring in this. You don't have to bring them any obligations on their behalf. Just in generality, that yes, the world at some point will come to being connected. Just like that. In a light way, not obliging. Because if it's obligable, they erase you and everything that you have to say. Well, Moscow, last time. We have two questions that are connected to each other. The first part from Almata. Does the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we're disseminating today in a very broad manner. Despite that, we also have a world that's standing before World War III. Is what is happening in the world as a result of our good work, or to the contrary? Rav, it'll never happen in such a way where our work will bring the world closer to the World War III. It's impossible. It can never be. Because some light that bestows to the world, even if it reveals more of the ego in the world, it also reveals with that the ego from the side of the good. It's like I'm going to a doctor, and the doctor now puts me in an X-ray and says, whoa, you have... So what is he causing? A war? He's bringing forth health in some way. Meaning the bad that is being revealed through the wisdom of Kabbalah is the bad that's already coming from that side that demands already its correction through the wisdom of Kabbalah by the reforming light. That's why it could never be that the study or our engagement will lead to the explosion of the ego in all kinds of ways. That's only for the recognition of evil. Also in us, inside of us. When it comes only to the recognition of evil of our nature, if it's in the right way. If it's by the reforming light, we're not quite in this yet. That's why there's still all kinds of phenomena, results from our groups. But really, if we are already in connection between us and the light bestows through us to the world, it could never cause anything bad. I don't know what to do. I have 2 minutes and you're already, you didn't even awake.
Yeah.
In that context, someone from Ukraine is asking, is Bnei Baruch the last chance to save the world? Of course, and each and every one of you are the last hope of humanity. Okay, Niv?
Huh?
Daily task? Daily task. Well, please. Who? From Moscow. Well, Moscow. The daily task. Throughout the day, every 10 raises the importance of Yeshivat Chavirim and awakens every friend to be in the Yeshivat Chavirim, for unity in the Yeshivat Chavirim. Again, throughout the day, every 10 raises the importance of the Yeshivat Chavirim and awakens every friend to unity in the Yeshivat Chavirim. I just want to add that if there will truly be problems, meaning questions that you want to ask me, ask. If it's worthwhile to answer, I will answer. If not, I won't. But you can ask. I really want you to succeed. Especially in these Yeshivot Chavirim, if you are seriously, all of you, not the organizers that everyone prepares, that depends, our whole future depends on that. So try. And with that, we will conclude. Thank you to our TV viewers and have a great day. We are announcing festively the opening of Help Chaver Fund for the big Congress. The people who are managing this fund are asking. From experience, it's known that there are people who are ashamed to ask for assistance. We had a little fault with the broadcast and we're waiting for it to be corrected. So for the time being, when is the Shabbat Chavirim in the evening?
It's at 6:45 p.m. Israel time. And we invite all of our friends from the world clear to be with us together, to connect with us in the World Assembly of Friends. Also, we have Kabbalah Revealed, the live Kabbalah course. We invite you all to join the Kabbalah course. We invite friends, family, anyone you think might be interested, and direct them to KabbalahRevealed.com.
No.
Okay, and we have the help.
Well, I don't know.
This is the night when I can't wait myself. I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. path will end the misery. I'll give you all I have. I'll be your shoulder.
I'll be your shoulder.
Always around. Just hold on to my hand.
Just hold on to my hand.
And I won't let you down. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. And we'll see a brand new world. Shining light when we unite.